This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Welcome to A Cup of Health with CDC, a weekly feature of the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm Latoya Simmons, filling in for your host, Dr. Robert Gaines. Hanging out and having a soda with friends is an iconic part of teenage life in America. But, consumed in excess, sugar-sweetened beverages can lead to serious health problems. Dr. Gabrielle Miller is a researcher with CDC's National Center for Injury Prevention and Control. She's joining us today to discuss the dangers of consuming too many sugary drinks. Welcome to the show, Gabrielle.
Thank you for having me, Latoya.
Gabrielle, how many young people regularly drink sodas and other sugar-sweetened drinks?
Non-diet soda is just one type of sugar-sweetened beverage. 2 out of 10 high school students in the United States drink at least one soda per day. However, 6 out of 10 youth drink at least one soda or other sugar-sweetened beverage, such as energy drinks, sweetened coffee or tea, or fruit drinks on any given day.
What health problems can result from consuming too many sugary drinks?
The health problems that can result from drinking too many sugary drinks can be weight gain and obesity, cavities, asthma, diabetes, and in teenagers, insulin resistance. Outside of health problems, they can have poor academic achievement and problem behaviors in school.
What kinds of beverages are healthier choices?
We recommend that kids consume water or low-fat milk instead of sugar-sweetened beverages.
Gabrielle, how can parents and schools help kids make healthy choices?
Parents can ensure that healthy beverages are available at home, but most importantly, they can model healthy behaviors by consuming water and low-fat milk in place of sugar-sweetened beverages. Schools can ensure students have access only to healthier foods and beverages. They can provide opportunities for students to learn about healthy eating through nutrition education and taste tests of unique fruits and vegetables. They can also use marketing and promotion strategies to encourage healthy choices. For example, schools can ensure that students have access to free drinking water during the school day, and they can implement promotional campaigns to encourage students to drink water instead of sugar-sweetened beverages.
Where can listeners get more information about healthy beverages?
Listeners can go to cdc.gov/healthyschools.
I've been talking today with Dr. Gabrielle Miller about the importance of encouraging young children and teenagers to drink healthy beverages. Parents, warn your children and teenagers about the health problems associated with too much soda and stock your refrigerator with healthy drinks such as water and low-fat milk. Until next time, be well. This is Latoya Simmons for A Cup of Health with CDC.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.